We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Pidyon Bechor, Halacha Hey. This is the final halacha on this topic, and it's a longer one with special, as usual. Al pi ha-Torah ki marachamim yenahagim, b'likutei tanina simin zayin ayin shom. This halacha will be based on chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is one of the longer chapters. Mavoyer Shom, Rabbi Nathan explains over there, She'ikr ha'chiyuv, ma she'ho'odom mechuyuv lahashir achrov bonim b'shvil kiyum ho'ilam. Rabbi Nathan explains over there that the main obligation that the Torah teaches us a Jew has to make sure to leave behind children in the world in order to sustain the world, in order to perpetuate mankind, ho'ikr hu lehishtade lahamid bonim ba'leideya. The main thing is to develop children who have das of kedusha, meaning sheyedu es Hashem yisborach, children who acknowledge Hashem, they recognize Hashem. Ayin shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, meinyan ben v'talmid, where Rabbi Nazal discusses the topic of a child and a student. She'al yodom nishar daitoy bo'olam. When a person is zoche to leave behind children and students, that person's das remains in the world through them. All the knowledge, all the awareness of Hashem that the person had, that they were able to communicate to their children, to their students, even after that person leaves the world, their children and students continue, they continue in the world, and they still have that knowledge with them. Shezeh ikar hashorosoi. That's the real remains of a person in this world. That's what a person leaves behind in this world. Their money, their buildings, their honor and glory. That's not the main thing. The main thing is the recognition of Hashem. Ki ein nishar mehodom achar moisoi shum dovor kiim hadas sheher bebonim v'talmidim. Because Rabbi Nazal says there that there's nothing remains from a person in this world that's really of any value other than the awareness of Hashem that he was able to communicate to his children and to his students. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran, study over that chapter where Rabbi Nazal elaborates on this a lot. Umevoyer shom, Rabbi Nazal also explains over there, shayidei klolius ben v'talmid, that by combining the child and the student, where the student is so close that he's like a child, and the child is not just somebody I buy toys for on his birthday, but the child, the most important kesher that a parent has with a child is that of a rabbi to a student or a teacher to a student, meaning anything I can possibly share with that child that they're able to hear, that they're able to appreciate, to make them aware of Hashem and to make them realize who Hashem is and what Hashem is all about and what life in this world is all about, that's the real raising children. People say raising children is so that they should be able to have a parnasa. And as I'm raising a child, I want to give them a good education, she'll be able to support their family. Of course, that has a certain value, but it's temporary, it's limited value. It's for 70 years, 80 years, and then what? And then what? People, the cemetery is full of children and everybody. So then what? The answer is the only thing that's permanent is the recognition of Hashem, the awareness of Hashem, and the mitzvos and ma'asim tovim that a person is zeche to do in this world. And through this, by a person being zeche to have children and students and to combine them both, where the student is treated like a child, and the child is fed what a person would feed a student also, al yidei zeh, through this, mi shehu ish chayil, a person who is strong, yochoy lekabel be'eso achilo he'oras harotzim, will be able, at the time of eating, to receive a very, very high level light from Hashem, that Rabbeinu Zal refers to as he'oras harotzim. where Hashem shines on into that person a deep, deep, intense desire and longing for Hashem, for holiness, for good things. And Rabbi Nizal goes on to say there, ki ikar ha-parnoso nimshach miyam ha-chochma, because a Jew receives parnoso, or the world receives parnoso, from the sea of knowledge, from the yam ha-chochma, shenimshach, and the parnoso flows al yidei ben v'talmid, through the son and the student. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Here, Rav Nosson Zal gave it to us in the shortest words possible. Over there, Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this. He gives us the psukim and the gemaras and everything to make this very, very clear. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvahs kedushas b'chor litnoi lakoyein v'levdoisim imena b'kesef. Based on the introduction that Rabbi Nizal gives us over there, we'll be able to understand the mitzvah, the holiness of the firstborn son, and how we're required to give him to the Kohen, and if we want him back, we're required to redeem him from the Kohen with money. Ki kishenoilad ben lodom tzrichin lehishtadel sheyeh nimshach olav heoras hadas hakodesh anal. When a Jew gives birth to a son, the person has to see to it that that son should receive the light of holy das, shehu hadas shel horav dikdusha hameir beben v'talmid. This is the das of the true tzaddik. Here, over there, Rabbi Nizal refers to him as the Rav of Kedusha, the holy rabbi, who shines into children and students, who shines the light of Hashem into his family and into his students. Ki ze ikar mitzvas hoylodas haben kanal, because this is the true mitzvah of bringing a child into the world. It's not a physical body. This isn't like a cat or a horse or a this. This is a human being, a human child, a Jew, which consists of a soul and a body. And between the two, the soul is a billion times more important. The soul is permanent. The soul is infinite. And the body is very limited. And the most important thing that for the parent to realize is that I'm bringing this child into a world that's a combination of a soul and a body. And feeding the body, everybody knows. The baby has to eat every 2 hours, every 3 hours. But the most important thing, the most critical thing is feeding the soul. And what feeds the soul is this das dikdusha. Ve'ikar hu haben b'chor. And the most important child is the firstborn son. Shehu hoylodo rishoyna. He is the first birth. Shekol ha-hoylodois nimshochin achreho kemuva. And it's brought that all the other births follow the first birth. We gave the example of a choo-choo train. You have a train, 10 cars, 100 cars, a huge freight train. And you see the whole train moving along, and wow, look at that thing. Look how much power each one of those cars have. Not true. The power is in that front car. That front car has the power for the whole thing. The other ones are just being pulled along. Lahavdil, in children, the way the Sifrei Kabbalah show us, that first child gets most of everything, that bechor. And the other children follow the lead of that bechor. V'alkein tzorich ha'ov lahamshich kiddush ha-sadas anal al haben ha-bechor. And therefore the father has to be especially strong, especially good in shine, in bringing that the holy das into that firstborn son. Alkein tzorich litnoi la-kohen. And it's for this reason that the father gives that firstborn son to the Kohen, vilif doisei mimenu, and then he redeems the child from the Kohen. Ki ha-Kohen hu bechinas horav hanal shemeir bepen v'talmid, because the Kohen represents the tzaddik, the rabbi, the leading rabbi, who is the one who shines the das of holiness into his children and students. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, in paragraph 4. Torah Dalet, paragraph Dalet. There Rabbein Ezal shows that the Kohen represents the Tzaddik. There's a pasuk, I'm almost sure this is the pasuk Rabbein Ezal brings there. There's a pasuk that the Gemara in Chagiga quotes when it talks about searching for a rabbi, searching for a true rabbi. The pasuk is, Ki sifse Kohen yishmeru das. The lips of the Kohen have das on them. The Torah yivakshim ipiyu. You should seek Torah from his mouth. Ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu, because he's a heavenly angel. That pasuk refers to a rabbi, and yet it uses the word kohen, because many times those two terms are used interchangeably. The kohanim were the ones who weren't going out to work in businesses. They were in the Beis Hamikdash. They were supported by the rest of the Jewish people, just like the Talmidei Chachamim, the rabbis who studied Torah. The kohanim were holy to Hashem. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei ha-kohen nimshach al ha-ben kedusha sadasanam. By giving over the child to the Kohen, what is the Kohen going to do for that child? He's going to give what Kohanim have. What do they have? Das, this Das of Kedusha. As the Pasuk says, Ki sifse Kohen yishmeru Das. Sheze ikr chiyus haben v'kiyumoi. And that's the true life of the son, of this child. That's the true existence of the child spiritually. Physically, we exist on breathing and food, physical food. Spiritually, the spiritual food for the soul is das. Ki b'loi zeh einoi nikra b'shem odom klal. Because without das, and what kind of das? We're not talking about chemistry or biology here. We're talking about recognition of Hashem. Without that das, a person is not classified as an Odom, a human being. As Rabbein Ezal shows over there, Rabbein Ezal brings from the Sifrei Kabbalah that we know that the letters of Hashem's name that refer to brains, that refer to Moichen Sechel, are the letters Yud-Kei. In Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the Vav-Kei refers to the physical, the lower side, the Chesed through Malchus, the seven lower spheres that refer to the right hand, left hand, the trunk of the body, right leg, left leg, the whole lower part of the body. The first two letters, Yud K, refer to Keser Chochma Bina, the Moichin, the Sechel. And we know that there are three Moichin. There are three Moichin, Chochma Bina Das, or what? Rabbein Ezal quotes from the Sifrei Kabbalah there that three times Yud K is Bigimatria Odom. The word Odom, which means human being, is three times Yud-Kei, which means the Seichel, the three-part, meaning that when is a person classified as an Odom? If he has this Das of Kedusha, if he has this Seichel. If he doesn't have that, it's not an Odom. It's a Chaya B'dmus Odom. It's an animal that looks like a human being. So this is why we give the child over to the Kohen. The Kohen is Bechinas Rav Dikdusha. The Kohen is broadcasting Das. We give our child over to the Kohen with the hope that the Kohen will shine Das of Kedusha into the child.